Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you that are joining us. This Present Truth is on the air. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Copeland, and I have my lovely wife, Kathy Copeland, with us.
Hello.
Let's pray together. Father, how we thank and bless you for another episode to share the Word of God. We trust, Lord, that as we are discussing issues in the home concerning the family, that you will help us. We know, Lord, that there's lots that can be spoken.
Yes, Lord.
About our world today because of where the families are, where yes. The family is.
Oh, yes.
And how the family has left and walked away from God.
Mm.
It's no wonder, Lord, that many homes have been broken because they don't believe.
Mm.
I pray, Lord, that you establish a new standard.
Yes.
A new standard of living, a new standard of structure.
Yes.
In the home, Father yes. God. That you would turn your face towards the home of the righteous once again. Thank you for helping us, Lord. You will help us with an utterance. You will help us with an unction.
Yes,
thank Lord. You, Father God, for in Jesus' name
in
we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, we thank God for all of you that are joining us. This Present Truth has begun to share principles about marriage and the home. And God has helped us over 35 years now, this past July.
Yes.
The Lord has helped us in helping to establish the home properly, making sure that it has a solid foundation. You know, as I was praying about the foundation, Kat, I was reminded how we took every day the first year and prayed together every morning, every day.
Yes.
And I remember the challenge
because
even when we would be mad at each other, one of us had to pray because we had committed that into the Lord's hands.
Yes.
And we were determined to hold on to what we had committed to the Lord. And so I just remember how difficult it would be the mornings that we would have argued the night before. And we got to pray in the morning.
Gotta
we got to get it together.
That's right.
The Lord has done wonders to establish our home. And those are some of the things that we want to share with you guys. Now, our base text that we're using as a platform to launch into this discussion is found in Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12.
Yes.
And we trust to have some things and to put some things into writing form as the Lord is speaking to us about this.
Mm-hmm.
But the verse that we want to look at is in verse 3. Exodus chapter 12, and we'll start at verse 3. This is the New King James. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons.
Mm-hmm.
According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. And then it gives information about the lamb, so on and so forth. But the phrase that jumped out and the emphasis that I felt the Holy Spirit was making is a lamb for a household.
Mm.
And I think it speaks to what we're missing today in the home. And that is the lamb. We know
that's
as
right.
the Lamb of God
for
that
sure.
taketh away the sin of the world.
Yes.
We know that he's talking about Jesus. Now, you know, as we mentioned in our previous podcast, we weren't fortunate to read and hear and study the principles concerning love language and all of that. I read the book. It didn't really do much for me. It might be helping other people. So we're not bashing. But what we do know is if that language never becomes a lamb, it's going to be issues.
Absolutely.
And no home can be firmly established by a language.
Right.
It has to be, according to this verse,
right.
a lamb. For a household.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we see. These homes that follow these instructions were preserved from the death angel.
Absolutely.
And weren't included in the wrath of God that was coming upon Egypt, the Egyptians. And we know the Egyptians in Scripture were a type of the world system.
Mm-hmm.
So God was delivering his children out of the world system.
Yes.
And those instructions were to not only protect them from that system, but mm-hmm. deliver them out of that system to where immediately after that night,
mm-hmm.
they left and went towards the promised land. So mm-hmm. again, brothers and sisters, for those of you that are viewing, again, we want to ask, we want to find out, is there a mm-hmm. lamb in your household?
Yeah.
Has the man taken the lamb? He says, every man shall take for himself a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So we see, Kat, in this passage that it wasn't the woman's responsibility. You
right.
know, the woman that is, yes. you know, the intercessor
right.
and is praying for the husband and everything. Unfortunately, it doesn't say that the wife take a lamb or the woman
yes.
take a lamb.
Right.
It says that every man shall take for himself a
mm-hmm.
lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's significant and it's plain
yeah.
right here in the scripture.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it behooves every man. So it doesn't pick out which man. Okay, you're a man. You should have one. You should
right.
have one. But
right.
you, I don't know about you.
Right,
but
right,
you
right.
should
yeah.
have a lamb.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, right.
It said every man.
Man, yes.
You know, and so
yes.
this is for every man.
Yes.
Every
yes.
man.
Yes.
So for those of you who are thinking about getting married, for those of you who, you know, have a special someone in your life and
yeah.
the Lord has led you to them and you're looking to get married, know that this includes you.
It does.
That you cannot get married without the lamb. The lamb has to be a part of the whole scenario
it
when it comes to a household.
Yes.
Otherwise, that household, the way that it operates, the way that it does and goes about on a daily basis, they won't have the blessing of the Lord.
They won't.
They won't have the blessing.
And
the
like
Lord.
You said, it says a lamb for a household.
Yes.
So the man is responsible for making sure that the lamb is for the whole household.
Yes.
And
yes.
I have to say this, this might bring division, but the lamb has to be Jesus.
Yes.
If the lamb
yeah.
isn't Jesus, if
yeah.
the lamb can't be Allah
right.
and Islam
right.
and
yeah.
all this other stuff
mm-mm.
that people say that works
mm-hmm.
from a scriptural basis, and we're drawing principles from the word of God, what we see here is God says this is specific for every house.
Yes.
On the 10th day of the month,
mm-hmm.
every man shall take for himself a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's according to the house of his father. So
mm-hmm.
however his home has been established with wife and children, he's more responsible for taking a lamb
yes.
for his household.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's important. What we were looking at the last time we were together is the blessing upon the house.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As far as the curse of the Lord being on the house of the wicked.
Yes.
And then the blessing of God
mm-hmm.
being on the home
mm-hmm.
or the house of the just.
Mm-hmm.
I found another passage that gives more insight on some of what the home needs to be properly structured.
Hmm.
If he says, take him for himself a lamb for a household,
mm-hmm.
then there has to be some components that that household needs in order to be properly structured.
Okay.
And Proverbs 24
yeah. right.
gives us some insight to at least three household components that can bring a home together and establish it in righteousness. Proverbs chapter 24, and I want us to look at verse 3.
Okay, 3 and 4.
Yeah, verse 3 and 4.
Okay, and I have the New King James Version.
Okay.
And it says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
So notice there are components here
mm.
that are needed
mm-hmm.
if this house is going to be properly built. The first component we see is wisdom. He says,
yes.
through wisdom
mm-hmm.
a house is built. So we see that one of the building blocks to a home being properly built by God is this virtue, wisdom. Mm-hmm. Wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is not power in and of itself. That's a miscommunication that many people have been deceived. You can have knowledge about something and still be foolish. You can have knowledge about something and still be ignorant. You can have knowledge about something and not know how to properly use it. Mm. So then wisdom is needed, because wisdom correctly applies the knowledge that one has, especially if they're in Christ. Yes. And that wisdom can be turned up, because yes. in James, the word of God says, if any man lack wisdom, let him keep going to church as much as he can, and he can get it, right? No, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So this first component, wisdom. Now, how do you see wisdom helping to build a home?
Well, I think that wisdom, and especially the wisdom of God, right?
Yes.
Building a home is very, very important.
Yes.
Because there's wisdom of man.
Yes.
It's man's own wisdom.
Yes.
There's a wisdom that comes from man.
Yes.
And then there's a wisdom that comes from God.
Yes. Yes.
Most times, homes are being built by the wisdom of man.
Yes.
What the man thinks, how, you know, whatever, whether it's, you know, the amount of money that we make, whether, you know, you need to submit to me,
right,
because I'm the man, and you know, building that home based on a man's wisdom.
Yeah.
And man's wisdom is, and comes from that life, that self life.
Yes. Yes.
The life of the world.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so that world, as you can see it today, we see homes today. We're where we are in homes today based on the wisdom of man.
Yes, that's true. They weren't properly built.
Exactly.
By God. And he says through wisdom, a house is built.
Yes.
So if you're building a home and it's not with wisdom, then whatever's being built probably can't last.
Yeah. And it must be that wisdom of God.
Yes.
You know, that wisdom of God, where he teaches you, he shows you, the Holy Spirit that's within you leads you and guides you, places that, you know, decisions that you may need to make. The stop. No, don't make that decision. No, don't go do that. Don't. Yeah. You know, it means, and it brings forth the building that needs to happen for that house.
Yes. Yes. And it has to be built with wisdom. He says, through wisdom. Mm-hmm. A house is built, a home is built.
Mm-hmm.
That says that the husband who is leading through wisdom.
Yeah.
He's not leading just because he's the man and he has to.
Yes.
There's a wisdom that God has given so that he can see ahead.
Yes.
You know, now we haven't talked about this, but the purpose of the head is to be ahead.
Yes.
Not to be a head, but ahead of the game.
Yes.
So if he's the head, then he has to be ahead by seeing ahead.
Right.
And speaking things that maybe haven't come to pass yet, and and bringing to light things that the children don't understand. That's the wisdom that we see that's needed in the home. You know, there has to be a source of information so that it's not the internet.
Yes.
The children can come and ask dad, or they can come and ask mom. Well, why is this like this?
Instead of Googling everything.
Yeah, instead of Googling everything or asking Siri about this and all this, you know. So it, I think it depends on the kind of house that you want to build.
Mm.
Now, Jesus said something about building a house in Matthew chapter 7.
Mm.
You remember he gave that example of those that build properly in wisdom and those who don't. Matthew chapter 7, as he's concluding the parable on the mount, Sermon on the Mount, he says in verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Mm-hmm. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And it was, and great was the fall of it. Mm. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
Wow.
So we see here Jesus giving an example of individuals who are wise and individuals who are foolish.
Right.
And to think that you can tell who's wise and who's foolish by how they build their house.
Yes.
The man was wise. Why? Because he went to church every Sunday?
No.
Because he preached the gospel?
No.
He was wise. Why? Because he built his house upon
a rock. Yes.
That the wisdom that he had is that if I don't build this house on something solid, then it could collapse.
Absolutely.
And that ended up being the one that heard the sayings but didn't do them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand. So we do see that whether you're wise or whether you're foolish, that a man is building the house.
Mm-hmm.
The house is being built.
Yes.
And the person building it is a man. He's either a wise man.
Yes.
Or he's a foolish man.
Right.
Now, what makes him foolish is what he's building his house on.
Right.
So God is showing us in Scripture that there's a wise way to build your house.
Mm-hmm.
And sand isn't the foundation that needs to be.
Right.
And if it's built upon a rock, then we know that Jesus is the rock.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Yes,
he is. He's a rock in a weary land. He's the rock of ages, you know. So what he's saying here is that any house that's not built on Christ is subject to the same testing elements.
Yes.
You notice they're the same.
The same. Yes.
Floods, winds,
rain.
We'll deal with those in a minute, but they beat upon each house.
Mm-hmm.
But the house that was built from the wise man was able to withstand the testing elements.
Yes.
Whereas when it's built on sand, it's not able to stand.
Right. It falls.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I was going to say, was that the elements, the rain, the floods, the winds, and notice that they beat on that house.
Yes.
So it's not that, you know, you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And so ain't nothing going to happen to you.
Right.
No.
Right. Yes.
There are elements that are going to happen to that home, to that household.
Yes.
There are things. But in the end, will you be standing?
Yes.
Or are you going to fall? And will it be a great fall?
Yes. My God.
Right. Right. Yeah. So it depends on what you build on.
Yeah, it does. And the fall of it was great. It just shows that foolish people fall the hardest.
Yeah.
Because if you're foolish, it means you're not listening to nobody, right? You already know. And it's funny how when people get engaged, they don't really know what they're looking for, or they don't really know what the marriage is going to produce.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But foolish people aren't interested in finding out. You know, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about it. You know, I mean, you came from a solid home. Your dad was a pastor. And I came from a pretty solid home. My family didn't go to church. But you know, but I mean, you know, it'll be okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Mm-mm.
You know, these testing elements, he says, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And the wise man that built his house on the rock, it says, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Yeah.
Now, Kat, if something is founded upon something, that means it's not just dropped on it.
Right.
That means it was founded upon it, which means it was properly structured on that rock.
Built
on that thing.
On that rock. So it took some time.
Yes.
It took prayer. It took, you know, intercession.
Yeah.
It took waiting for the Lord's direction. It took a lot, you know, into it. Reading the Word of God, praying the Word of God. It takes all of that. And it takes all of that if your household is going to experience this way to stand and not to fall.
Not to fall. Because the rains are going to descend.
Yeah.
Rains descend upon the roof.
Yeah.
And then he says, the floods came. The flood attacks the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winds blew. The winds blow against the walls that are established. Mm-hmm. So these three testing elements are going to beat against every house.
Yes.
So even if the house is Christian and built on the rock,
that's right.
The rains are still going to descend.
Yes, sir.
What you want to make sure is that your roof is properly built with Christ so that it can withstand rain. Because, you know, we have a situation here where sometimes the roof leaks. And, you know, leaks are just not good.
No, they're right? not.
They leave water spots and different things on, you know. And then you have the wind. The winds oppose the walls of the house. And if the walls aren't properly founded, the walls will blow over.
Yes.
You know, if it's a hurricane, you know, it's coming through to just tear up. We've seen how hurricanes and the how fast those winds are blowing can just tear a house up.
That's
you know?
Right.
So, and then lastly, the floods, you know, that can uproot and damage a foundation. And so he says, it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. But then in verse 26, Kat, he says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not.
Does not do them, yes.
So both individuals heard the sayings.
Yes.
One did what they heard, and the other one didn't do anything. And I just wonder how many couples have not heard anything.
Yeah.
Right? And just ignorantly built on sand. It was easier. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to climb that high. Mm-hmm. Nobody, you know, we don't want to do all that. We, you know, don't take all that. Don't take all that. And then how many, he says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. You know, I just think of the religious crowd.
Mm.
You know, the people who say they serve in God with their mouth, but their heart is far from him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? These people who say they're saved, but they live like the world system, you know. I wonder how many of them and how long it takes before they experience the collapse of this house. Because he says, it says, and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. So it's not like the man is foolish just for the sake of being foolish. He's foolish because he didn't listen to the instructions that were given.
Wow.
Yes. And how many received instructions and how many didn't receive any instructions and built, you know, ignorantly?
Yeah.
But how many heard how to build? Mm-hmm. How many heard how to be a husband? How many heard how to be a wife? Right. And that it's not just, you know, whether or not you can get along and you know, she can do what you want or whatever. Those are things that sand can eventually just dissolve because that's not the proper foundation it's built upon.
Yeah.
And he says, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You know, I think what's being brought out here is that there are some houses that fall, right? But some are great. Some are great, you know. Those that are popular, those that, you know, may be in show business, those that are on Front Street with their relationship and let the world know, you know, they proposed on Monday Night Football or something, you know. And we all rejoice with them, right? Oh, that's great, you know, they're engaged and everything. But it would be nice to know if they were building their house on the sand, because then maybe we shouldn't rejoice with them.
Mm.
Because if whatever is built on sand, it's going to fall, Kat.
Yes,
and the fall of it is going to be great.
Great.
And I think the greatness of the fall had to do with those who were in the house when it fell. Children, you know, what was in the house when
impacted
it collapsed.
Everyone. Yeah.
You know, when we hear about a hurricane smashing into homes, you know, we're concerned about who was in that home when the hurricane smashed into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how when homes begin to fall, how people just aren't concerned anymore. Mm-hmm. Like as if to say, well, you know, they should have built it on the right thing. You know, okay, maybe they should have, but they didn't. And the fall of it was great.
Yeah.
How many of us are careful enough to see homes that collapse, and great was the fall of it. How many people have seen homes collapse and it scattered the children? The children ain't serving God no more because what they saw in the home wasn't Jesus or a Jesus they could follow. It was a Jesus they could go to his house, right, on Sundays.
Yeah.
But they never knew whose house they were really coming over.
Sand.
It was built on sand, Kat. It collapsed and great was the fall of it.
Yes.
And you know, you and I have seen that over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't it sad?
Mm.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is very sad.
It is.
Very sad.
It says, and great was the fall of it. We want to stop here long enough, brothers and sisters, to pray. Maybe there are some homes that are on the verge of collapsing. Maybe some that have already collapsed. Maybe the winds have started to blow and are blowing the walls over, and you've begun to see that. You know, I don't know that we have enough structure to make it. I don't know that if these winds don't die down, they could blow the walls of our relationship over. Or maybe the rain is descending and it started with a sprinkle, but now it's begun to pour. Was the roof properly set? Or does the sand that it's built upon just cause it to just be dissolved and eventually it's going to collapse? What about the flood? The flood is coming. The flood is that which is able to damage the foundation. And once the foundation of a home is damaged, there goes the worth of the home. Nobody's going to buy a home and the foundation has been damaged. Are you watching today, my brother, my sister?
My God.
And your home is about to collapse. We want to pray for you today. We want to stand in agreement that no rain, no force of flood, or no wind is going to cause your house to collapse. But we have to make sure that you've built on the rock, that you've properly established your home on the rock. And Christ is that rock. The Bible says that rock that followed them was Christ. Christ is the rock that every Christian home is built upon. And if not, then you need to receive him today. Would you like to receive Christ as your personal Savior? It requires you to come and lay down your life. It requires you to come back to the cross where Christ can crush that old Adamic nature, that sinful nature, Mr. Flesh, that is pretty much the culprit for damaging the relationship in the home. If the home isn't properly built, the testing elements will dissolve it. But if Christ isn't central, if Christ isn't that lamb that's set aside for that home, then it's just a matter of time. We want to pray for you today. We want to stand in agreement with you all today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for those that are viewing. We pray that you have brought families to view, Lord. And maybe someone is viewing and says, hey, we haven't built on wisdom. We haven't built on a rock. Maybe our home continues to collapse because we're building on sand. We joined a church, but it was sand. We got counsel, but it was sand. We're still sinking. We're still not able to structure the home properly. And we look today, Lord, at how wisdom builds a house and understanding helps to establish it. And Lord, we pray that for these families that are viewing, that you would give the man wisdom to build properly, that understanding would come, Lord God, as the couple are growing together in their relationship
and
their walk
Jesus.
With God.
Yes,
Lord,
God.
We pray this on each family, and each
God.
Couple that's viewing.
Every
help
couple,
those that are struggling,
yes,
Lord. Those
yes,
that just
Lord.
Don't know, those
I
that just don't
help,
understand,
Lord.
Those that think
help
they have
God.
Irreconcilable
help,
differences,
God.
Those that don't understand that Mr. Flesh can just divide
yes,
the home, Lord God.
You, Lord.
We
yes.
take authority over
yes.
what the enemy is doing in that home,
yes.
and we speak blessing and peace upon this
in
home, Lord,
Jesus.
And that
yes,
Christ
Lord.
Would rule this home
yes,
and
God.
Establish this home, Father
yes, God.
God. We trust you to do it. We commit
trust
them
you,
into
God.
Your capable hands,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
And as you've shown us mercy, you will show them mercy. As
yes,
you
God.
Helped us over the years,
yes,
you
God.
Will help these as well.
Yes, God.
Thank you, precious Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give them wisdom to guide and lead the children, that they would become godly seed yes. that you are looking for to come out of that relationship. We thank you, Father God. It will be properly structured and established in accordance to your divine purpose.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, precious thank you, Lord. Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have Jesus. Prayed.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. We thank God for all of you that are joining us. That's all the time we have on this episode. I'm Pastor Mark Copeland. This is my wife, Pastor Kathy. We're signing off for now, but we'll be back next week by God's grace. Until then, we'll see you next time.
God bless you.
See you.